It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac Qui Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And we say good morning to Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega, you're from Lac Qui Parle County VSO. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Better if the Vikings had won, but we won't dwell on that one.
That's a tender subject.
Yes. Let's talk about the weather instead. That kind of missed us then.
I woke up this morning and I said to my wife, I said, where's that 6 to 10 inches of snow?
Yeah. That was first, it started out about 20 and then went to 6 to 10 and then it was 2 to 5 and then it was less than a half an inch and... It's all southwestern Minnesota and over to the south central and southeast. So
I think I saw a snowflake yesterday.
Yeah, I saw a couple. But, there are a lot of schools that are closed in the state, in the southern part, but not around here. Yeah, nope. Everything's on track here.
I thought it might be a day of mourning or something for the...
Well, like we say in Minnesota, there's always next year.
Yep.
Yeah. So, anyhow, let's get on a different subject here and salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Boiler Technician Second Class Donald Dale Knutson. Donald was born on June 30th, 1930 in Marietta, passed away on June 8th, 2012. He entered active duty on October 18th, 1950 in Bismarck, North Dakota in the United States Navy. Was honorably discharged 4 years later on August 12th, 1954, Key West, Florida. Served aboard the USS Douglas J. Blackwood. Spent out of his 3 years and 9 months, he was in the Navy. Spent 3 years, 2 months, and 15 days foreign or sea service. So I got to see a lot of the world.
Yeah.
Even though most of it was water, probably.
Well.
No, but still. He earned the National Defense Service Medal. So we thank you, Donald, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to our veterans.
Absolutely. Speaking of... There's a press release came out this morning that you just handed me. So
right, concerning the government shutdown.
Can I say this just in?
Just say breaking news.
This just in. St. Cloud VA Medical Center and VA clinics in Alexandria, Brainerd, and Montevideo will remain operational on normal schedules, providing healthcare services to our nation's veterans. Veterans can plan on keeping their VA healthcare appointments.
Right, so the government shutdown does not affect... those facilities.
Healthcare facilities are still open.
Right. So that's good.
And what was it? I saw on HLN this morning, they were quoting on the Army Times, pay stops, mission continues.
Yep. Yeah. That's kind of messes everything up. So,
yes.
Hopefully they'll get that resolved before long here.
Yes.
Let's get on the subject today. It appears VA facilities now offer same-day care for urgent primary and mental health care needs. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, there was a press release came out on the 12th announcing a major milestone in VA health care where patients can be seen on the same day for urgent needs. VA announced a major milestone that 100% of its more than 1,000 medical facilities across the country now offer same-day services for urgent primary and mental health care needs. Same-day services mean that a veteran with an urgent need for primary care or mental health care receives services that may include face-to-face visit with a clinician, advice provided during a call with a nurse, a telehealth or video care visit, an appointment made with a specialist, or a prescription filled the same day, depending upon the what best meets the needs of the veteran. Since 2014, the VA has concentrated its efforts on improving access and meeting the urgent health care needs of veterans. In 2016, all of VA's medical centers offered same-day services for primary mental health services. In addition to offering same-day services, VA has reduced patient wait times. They've also implemented a new process to ensure timely follow-up appointments for time-sensitive medical needs. And since then, more than 100,000 such appointments have been completed, you know, the follow-ups for the time-sensitive needs. Since in 2017, veterans received over 57.5 million appointments, and VA clinicians saw 6 million patients. So 6 million 6 million patients, had 57.5 million appointments last year.
That's a lot of appointments.
Yes. To view access information about each facility nationwide, you can go to, there's a website called accesstocare.va.gov. I was just on that this morning, and they have, for return visits, all facilities within 150-mile radius. I think the largest one was a 5-day wait.
It's not too bad.
No, not too bad at all. Montevideo and Watertown had 1- and 2-day waits. That was it.
Okay.
For return appointments. So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. That's probably as good as you're going to get in any other facility.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Actually, that information, that access to care link, is not offered by any other major national hospital organization in the country. So VA is the first to publicly show that, their accessibility.
All
to
right.
appointments.
So they're doing well.
I would say so.
Yep.
I would say so. I'm a veteran. I get about 95% of my care from the VA, and I've got good things to say about them. So.
Yep. As we've said before, the facilities in Minnesota have gotten some good ratings, too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. 5-star ratings right. across the board.
And Sioux Falls.
Yes, and Sioux Falls and Fargo.
I was listening as you were talking at Kiwanis. Yes. And I thank you for giving a program last week. That was a good update.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, if anybody has any questions, how can they find you, Josh?
You can find me in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call it, accessible to anybody through the east door. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Fridays, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445. I don't think there's anything going on this week that will bring me outside of the office or, no holidays or anything. You're kind of getting in the downward slide of the holiday season.
Right.
So,
yep. It's pretty quiet for a couple of months.
We got President's Weekend coming yep. up in February. But
then spring.
In spring.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. Yes. And you agree just by phone at 598-3445. And there's also the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
What would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and we'll catch you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Veterans Service Officer in Lac Parle County with Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air.